Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome once again to Coffee Break French. In lesson 46, we're continuing to look at irregular verbs in the present tense. Last time, we learned aller. Can you remember how to conjugate aller? Je vais, tu vas, il va, elle va, nous allons, vous allez, ils vont, elles vont. This time, we're going to look at avoir, which means to have, and être, which means to be. Two other irregular verbs in French. J'espère que vous aimez cette leçon. I hope you enjoy this lesson. So last week, we looked at four questions. We had, qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Qu'est-ce que tu fais?
What does that mean?
What are you doing?
What are you doing, or what do you do? We looked at où est-ce que tu vas?
Où est-ce que tu vas?
Which means
where are you going?
Yep. We also looked at à quelle heure est-ce que tu arrives, for example?
À quelle heure est-ce que tu arrives?
So, at what time do you arrive? Obviously, we can change that one depending on what it is we're saying. And then the final question was pourquoi? Est-ce que tu... And whatever it is. So, pourquoi est-ce que tu vas au cinéma?
Pourquoi est-ce que tu vas au cinéma?
So, pourquoi est-ce que tu... Whatever it is. Why do you or why are you doing something? So, Anna, I asked you to come up with some examples of these. So, two conversations, each using three questions and answers. Can you give us what you've come up with, please?
Yes, I sure can. First question is, qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Okay, so what are you doing? Alors, qu'est-ce que tu fais?
Je mange avec mes collègues.
Okay, so you're eating with your colleagues.
Exactly.
Okay, so your next question was?
À quelle heure est-ce que tu manges avec tes collègues? And I'm not really sure about tes.
Well, it's absolutely correct. Tes collègues would be your colleagues. If it's mes collègues, then it becomes tes collègues. Mes collègues, my colleagues, tes collègues, your colleagues. So, à quelle heure est-ce que tu manges avec tes collègues?
Je mange avec mes collègues à 1 heure.
Très bien. So, what time do you eat with your colleagues? And you answer, je mange avec mes collègues à 1 heure. So, I eat with my colleagues at 1 o'clock. And your third question?
Pourquoi est-ce que tu manges avec tes collègues? And my answer is, parce que j'aime manger.
Très bien. Okay, so pourquoi est-ce que tu manges avec tes collègues? Why do you eat with your colleagues? Or why are you eating with your colleagues? And you said, parce que j'aime manger, because I like to eat. You could also have said there, because I like my colleagues. How would you say that?
Parce que j'aime mes collègues.
Très bien, parce que j'aime mes collègues. You could say, je m'entends bien avec mes collègues. That's a good phrase. Je m'entends bien avec mes collègues.
Je m'entends bien avec mes collègues.
Now, je m'entends. That's quite tricky to work out how you would spell it. The verb there is entendre. So it's entend, E-N-T-E-N-D-S. Don't worry about the spelling of that. But it's a reflexive verb. Je m'entends. So M apostrophe. Je m'entends bien avec mes collègues.
Je m'entends bien avec mes collègues.
And it means you get on well with your colleagues. Je m'entends bien avec mes collègues.
Je m'entends bien avec mes collègues.
Okay, putting it to the test here, how would you say I get on well with my brother?
Je m'entends bien avec mon frère.
Mon frère, très bien. Mon being my when it's a masculine thing. Mon frère. Je m'entends bien avec mon frère.
Je m'entends bien avec mon frère.
And let's just take the opportunity to check the feminine version of this. I almost gave you it there. How would you say I get on well with my sister?
Je m'entends bien avec ma sœur.
Très bien. Je m'entends bien avec ma sœur. Excellent. Okay, you had another one as well. Can you give us your other set of questions and answers, please?
Okay, my first question is, où est-ce que tu vas?
Où est-ce que tu vas? And your answer?
Je vais au cinéma.
Je vais au cinéma. So you're going to the cinema. Très bien. And your next question?
À quelle heure est-ce que tu arrives au cinéma?
So at what time do you arrive at the cinema? And your answer was?
J'arrive au cinéma à 8 heures.
Très bien. And your final question?
Pourquoi est-ce que tu vas au cinéma?
Uh-huh.
And my answer is, je vais au cinéma parce que j'adore les films.
Ah, okay, so you used j'adore this time. So I love and j'adore les films, did you say?
Yes.
So you love films. An interesting thing about le cinéma. Le cinéma is used to mean two things. It means the cinema itself, as in the physical building where you go to watch the films. But when you say le cinéma, for example, in the context of j'aime le cinéma, it means that you like films, as in you like the concept of cinema. You like going to the cinema, you like watching films. So it's another way of saying I like watching films. J'aime le cinéma.
J'aime le cinéma.
And you can also specify, for example, if you like watching French films, you would say, j'aime le cinéma français.
J'aime le cinéma français.
Good stuff. Now, I would encourage all our listeners to try their hand at this as well. You can go to our discussion forum and post your questions and answers there. The discussion forum can be accessed from coffeebreakfrench.com and simply click on discussion forum in the menu bar. Okay. Today we're going to look at two other irregular verbs, and they're extremely common irregular verbs. When we looked at aller, I explained that very often the verbs and the words which are used most commonly in a language are the ones which end up being irregular. And it's the same with the two that we're looking at today. We're going to look at avoir, which means to have, and être, which means to be. And we'll conjugate them in all six parts. Let's begin with avoir. You may well already know some of the parts of this verb. How do you say I have?
J'ai.
Bien sûr. So j'ai, the actual part of the verb is ai, j'ai. And of course it's preceded by j apostrophe because the verb itself starts with a vowel. Now to say you have in the singular, you say tu as.
Tu as.
Again, something you've probably come across before. J'ai, tu as.
J'ai, tu as.
Now think about a, that's spelled A-S. And of course it means you have. Now we've already seen that there are some patterns that we can follow with verbs. So if we think back to tu vas, meaning you go or you are going, and compare it with il va or elle va, meaning he or she goes. Anna, can you guess how you would say he or she has?
I would guess that you would say il or elle a.
Exactly right. And of course, there's no S on the end of il a or elle a. So j'ai, tu as, il a, elle a.
J'ai. Tu as, il a, elle a.
Now, we're coming from an infinitive here, avoir. It's spelled A-V-O-I-R. If we're going to look at the nous form, it probably won't surprise you to know that the nous form of avoir is nous avons.
nous avons.
So, of course, it's got the ONS ending added to the AV of the infinitive. So, nous avons.
Nous avons.
So, you see that there are patterns even to the irregularities. So, nous avons.
Nous avons.
And any guesses as to what the vous form would be?
Would it be vous avez?
Très bien. Ending in EZ. Vous avez.
Vous avez.
Nous avons. Vous avez.
Nous avons. Vous avez.
Très bien. And again, with the il or elle plural form, we're going to go back to the slightly irregular versions here. And that becomes ils ont.
Ils ont.
And you pronounce the S of il, I-L-S, because it's followed by a vowel, in this case, O-N-T. Ils ont.
Ils ont.
So, ils ont, elles ont.
Ils ont, elles ont.
So, let's go through the plural parts. Nous avons.
Nous avons.
Vous avez.
Vous avez.
Ils ont.
Ils ont.
Elles ont.
Elles ont.
So, the whole verb together. J'ai, tu as, il a, elle a.
J'ai, tu as, il a, elle a.
Nous avons, vous avez, ils ont, elles ont.
Nous avons, vous avez, ils ont, elles ont.
Très bien. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, let's try putting this into context, because it's so very well just learning to say a verb as a little rhyme like that. J'ai, tu as, il a, elle a, nous avons, vous avez, ils ont, elles ont. But we need to be able to use it. We need to be able to say things with it. So, Anna, how would you say he has a sister?
Il a une sœur.
Très bien, il a une sœur. How would you say we have three brothers?
Nous avons trois frères.
Nous avons trois frères. Très bien. Okay, what about they have a car?
Okay, well, I have two questions. Should I use masculine or feminine plural?
Either one, I don't mind.
And what's the word for car?
Oh, sorry, okay. It's une voiture.
Une voiture.
Okay, so they have a car.
Okay, elles ont une voiture.
Elles ont une voiture. So you opted for the female they. Elles ont une voiture. Très bien. Elles ont une voiture. What about I have hunger?
J'ai faim.
Okay, so I'm hungry, translated as I have hunger. J'ai faim. But now you can say, we are hungry. How would you say that?
Oh, nous avons faim.
Nous avons faim. Okay. How would you say the children are hungry?
You would say les enfants.
Mm-hmm. Like the infants, les enfants.
Ont faim.
Très bien. That is an excellent sentence for practicing your nasal sounds. Les enfants ont faim.
Les enfants ont faim.
Yeah, it's the kind of sentence you need to hold your nose for. Les enfants ont faim.
Les enfants ont faim.
Très bien. There are actually three different nasal sounds in there. Enfant, almost the same sound. then on, further forward in your mouth, and fin, a very wide mouth. Les enfants ont faim.
Les enfants ont faim.
Excellent. Okay, so much for avoir. That's avoir in all its different persons. We now also need to look at the word for to be. Now, there's good news here for Spanish learners. Spanish learners need to cope with two different verbs for to be in Spanish. In French, there's just the one. It's être.
Être.
Now, the bad news is that être is quite an irregular verb in French. However, you're already familiar with a few parts of this verb from various sentences that we've learned in the past. To begin with, the I part of to be is I am. How do you say I am in French?
Je suis.
Je suis. Je suis.
Je suis.
So that's S-U-I-S. Je suis.
Je suis.
And you are? I think you've probably done this before. Do you know how to say that?
Yes. Tu es.
Tu es. Tu es.
Tu es.
So, je suis, tu es.
Je suis, tu es.
And es is spelled es. Okay? Es. Tu es.
Tu es.
Now, the he or she part is another one that you're probably familiar with. It's il est.
Il est.
Can you remember how that would be spelled, Anna?
I think it would be spelled E-S-T.
That's correct. E-S-T. Il est.
Il est.
And elle est.
Elle est.
Okay, so je suis, tu es, il est, elle est.
Je suis, tu es, il est, elle est.
Now, moving into the plural forms, again, you've probably heard some of these before. Thinking back to lesson 39, I think it was, when Anna, you were on the beach with Manu and her daughters, they said, we are on holiday. At least I think they did. They said, nous sommes en vacances. Nous sommes.
Nous sommes.
And that's spelled S-O-M-M-E-S. Nous sommes.
Nous sommes.
So that's the we are part of être. Nous sommes.
Nous sommes.
Now, unfortunately, there's absolutely no pattern to follow here. So the vous part is vous êtes.
Vous êtes.
And that's spelled E with a circumflex. That's the little pointy triangle pointing upwards. T-E-S. So E circumflex, T-E-S. Vous êtes.
Vous êtes.
And then the il plural form is ils sont.
Ils sont.
And elles, the same, elles sont.
Elles sont.
So that's spelled S-O-N-T. So let's go through those plural ones again. Nous sommes.
Nous sommes.
Vous êtes.
Vous êtes.
Ils sont.
Ils sont.
Elles sont.
Elles sont.
So let's do the whole verb, the whole of être together. Je suis, tu es, il est, elle est.
Je suis, tu es, il est, elle est.
Nous sommes, vous êtes, ils sont, elles sont.
Nous sommes, vous êtes, ils sont, elles sont. So what's the difference between the they form and avoir and être, because they sound the same?
They do sound very similar. Listen carefully to the être. That's ils sont. I-L-S-S-O-N-T, and then the il form in avoir, which is ils ont. So that's I-L-S, and the verb itself is O-N-T. So what you end up with is pronouncing the S of the il in that one, because it's following, or it's followed by a vowel. Ils ont.
Ils ont.
And in that situation, the S of il sounds more like a Z, z, as opposed to s, z. Ils ont.
Ils ont.
But compare it to être. Ils sont.
Ils sont.
So that time it's an S sound, a s. Ils sont.
Ils sont.
So in that situation, you're not pronouncing the S of the il, but you're pronouncing the S of the word sont, S-O-N-T. Okay?
Okay, I've got it.
So ils ont, they have, ils sont, they are.
Ils ont, ils sont.
Good. It is quite tricky, but normally the context helps you work it out. Okay, let's put être this time into some context. Let's give you some examples to say in French. How would you say, I am Scottish?
Je suis écossaise.
Très bien. Je suis écossaise. And you said, obviously, écossaise, the feminine form. I would say écossais, the masculine form. So how would you say, he is American?
Il est américain.
Il est américain. Très bien. Il est américain. How would you say, we are teachers?
Nous sommes professeurs.
Nous sommes professeurs. Just watch the professeur, professeur.
Nous sommes professeurs.
Très bien. Okay, so we are teachers. Nous sommes professeurs. Okay, that's enough practice because I don't want to spoil what's happening next week. And there's more about that in just a moment. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel, or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's pactcoffee.com. And enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.